Welcome to the podcast. Oh my God, Jade, all you've been doing for the last 5 minutes is whinging about washing up teaspoons. You got it off your chest now. You feel better.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good. Good,
I'm
glad.
No, I just never worked in a workplace.
Here we go again.
Where there's no...
You have not finished
there's
yet.
Nothing to clean with. Like, where's the washcloth?
There's a dishwasher. You're meant to take your own, like,
dirty
utensils,
dishes.
Dirty dishes home. And wash them in your own sink.
No.
There's a dishwasher for work
stuff. It's very backwards. Very backwards.
No, but it's not. Buy
it
your
is.
Own and keep them in your
look,
cupboard
we'll
then.
Oh, we'll put this on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, while the bosses are away.
Yeah.
No, that's what the dishwasher's for. You're just a whinger.
No, it's just because you're males. So you got dicks. You think differently. That's all it comes down to.
I'm glad that that's all sorted then. And we finished with this chat now.
Yeah, I've sorted out.
What's everyone up to today? What are you up to today, Jade? Are you coming to pickleball tonight?
I think so.
You've been bailing out heaps lately.
No, I haven't. I went last week.
Yeah, you went last week. But before that, it was like you're off watching Harry Potter or something.
Yeah, I've been reading my book and spreading my wings.
Okay.
Doing
fair
different
enough.
Things.
Are you coming
finish
tonight,
this
though?
Yet, guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
What an interesting
wrapping
chat.
Wrapping Crevo up. Yeah, I don't know.
What are you doing? What are you
tell
doing
us about
that's
you.
So exciting,
let's talk
Maddie.
About Maddie.
Yeah, let's get
down to the nitty-gritty.
Let's talk about what matters here.
What would you
here?
Like to
it's
discuss?
The Maddie Harrison
Come
show.
Come on.
Come
as
on.
Long as we all understand
going,
that, then I'm
that's
fine.
That's all that matters.
Going for a walk down to Nobby's. Is that what's
have
on today?
Have a beer on the balcony.
Oh, no.
You got any more? Come on.
It's exercising.
I'm taking it in.
Going for a driving, learn to drive.
You know, there is more lesson. To my life than what
take
you hear
away,
on this
pizza.
Show.
Well, what is it? Tell us.
No
we want to know.
Seafood.
I'm relaxing. It's Wednesday. I'm going to watch some Netflix, if you must
what show
know.
Are you
what
into?
Are you into
what
at the moment?
Watching?
What are you bit? Let's delve into your world.
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I was watching 30 Rock last night, but I'm. You know
you've
when you've
seen
just seen
before.
A show so many times?
You're off it?
I need to find something new.
How many seasons? Did that go for?
Six. Or, no, seven. I actually want to watch that Schitt's Creek that won a heap of Emmys this week.
Who's in that?
I don't know.
You know what I saw on SBS advertised?
Yeah.
It's on there on demand. Is a show called Fargo?
Oh, that's a UK show. It's like
I've heard
science
of it.
Fiction.
But
yeah?
No, but it's like got Chris.
Who?
Chris Hemsworth? Rock.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. In a serious role.
Wow.
And Emmy was like, couldn't watch it. Can't take him seriously. Watched Rush Hour too many times. I was like, but it looked really good. Like the ads for it. And there's three seasons on there.
Fargo.
I was like,
look it
four
up.
In
Fargo.
Fact.
Four. There you go. I just thought, like, that's a treat.
SBS On Demand.
On Demand. Can you watch that on your TV that doesn't get anything?
I guess no channels. Probably not. I don't know how I'm going to go around that one. To be honest, I probably won't. I'm writing it down. But
yeah.
I get in my own world.
Let's
things.
Talk about that. So Jade was saying this morning before our show, I need to buy a new TV. I can't get any TV channels on it. And we're like, I've told you this so many times. You can download the apps 4, 7, 9, and 10 on your phone, ABC, SBS.
Yeah.
And you can cast it to your television.
It's just, it's more downloads and then passwords.
Do you know what it's called,
and
Jade?
And I don't know how to cast.
The digital age.
I don't like it. You know what?
Jade's a DVD
I'm
girl,
so
don't forget.
Happy. I am. I am so happy just going back to 7, 10, 9. And ABC and SBS is the odd channel. I just want five channels. I don't want 10 or 20. It was easier life. That's
when
all I want.
You would love a TV that has those channels. Do you remember like when you used to change a channel by turning a thing around?
Yeah.
Like a dial?
Dial?
Like the, you know when you turn an oven up and it uses that kind of
it's
dial?
All I
that
want.
Would be Jade's dream.
It's just too many choices. Make it simpler.
And to make it easier, you'd like the dial to have the logos of each channel so that it's just even easier.
Yes. You're spot on. I'm so down for that.
I've just found an old analog TV noise sound
perfect.
Effect.
Edinburgh, and we're releasing a analog.
Let's have a look.
Let's scroll.
Aww.
Tuning.
That's the good old days right there. Kids will never understand.
Oh, your ants would come across the screen all black and white.
And then you'd have to hit it when you couldn't get the antenna right.
What's happening there?
Oh, it's Jade's TV.
Yeah.
It's two TVs making a little TV.
Oh. That's great.
I mean, thank God those days are over. And if you're listening to this...
And you have no idea what that is.
The fuck are they talking about?
You're not alone. I'm also thinking that.
YouTube it.
Oh, bloody hell. Move the aerial, Dale.
This is part of the problem with today's age.
Move the aerial, Benny.
Everyone has it too easy. Like, no one appreciates...
Hard work? Like actually calling up an antenna man to fix your TV?
Look, I just don't trust them. There's an antenna man listening. If you can, like, you know, help
hook
me
you up with a freebie, Jade will mention you on the
it's
show.
It's one of those things you just don't, you know, nothing about. So they can go, you need a new this, and this. Like mechanics do. You don't know.
Have you tried plugging it in?
I don't even know if you need where the antenna plugs into. How do you know if that even works?
Like putting the antenna cable from the wall socket to the TV. Have you done that?
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what a Chromecast is.
Let's call them right now.
Okay.
The antenna man. We'll get some questions answered for you, Jade.
Okay.
Paramount TV aerials.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, are you the TV aerial man? Are you the TV aerial man?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, hello. Hey, it's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We work at New FM. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, mate.
Hey, so look, this is just for our podcast. Our co-host, Jade.
Hello.
Here she is. So she's claiming her brand new TV that she's had for maybe a couple of years.
2 years.
Isn't picking up TV reception.
Any channels. Do you reckon you could help?
We can help, yep, certainly.
Well, she said she doesn't trust a lot of people because she had a bad experience with another aerial company and they kept changing the dates on
her. Like rescheduling all the time. But you guys have good reviews. You're 4.6 on Google.
Yeah, how about that, eh?
Yeah. What was your name, sorry?
Rob.
Okay, Rob. Why don't you ask Rob some questions that you want to answer?
Yeah, I'm not getting any channels on my TV, Rob. I've only had it 2 years, but there is a big antenna on my roof, so I don't know. And this is what's weird. I have another TV in my Zumba room, and I get all the channels
crystal
clear.
That radio money, Rob. She has a Zumba room.
I get 7, 9, 10, Peach, all of them. But then inside the house, I don't get any of them. Dodgy TV, I got it from Kogan.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Not in radio.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, how much do you think you'd charge Jade to come and have a look at it for her? Because
do you do call-out fees or is it you come and suss it out and then...
I can come and suss it out for you, Jade, and we can give you a free quote. How about that?
Oh, okay, cool.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, awesome.
That's a very nice offer.
Now, what happens, Rob, in this instance, if you get to her house and you realise she just hasn't plugged the aerial in?
We could probably be pretty nice to her.
Yeah. $20? $20?
The call-out fee is $80. Yeah, so if it's something simple, but we have to actually do something or put re-terminate a connection or something like that, about $80.
Oh, relay connection.
Now, how much for a big star like Jade?
Could you do it for a cheeky pineapple? $50 cash.
Promotion on the podcast.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
All right.
Well, we'll put you on hold, Rob, and Jade can get your details.
Jade will have a chat, get your details. We'll
arrange it.
Great reviews, actually. Crevo's right. Paramount TV aerials.
Yeah, check them out for all your aerial needs.
Rob.
Good on you.
Thanks, Rob. Hang on there, mate.
Hang on the
there
line.
There you go. Well, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Jade can talk to Rob.
I might be able to watch some TV tonight.
I bet it is
tomorrow.
Simple solutions.
I bet it's
here.
Simple.
All right. Enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Nobos.
Morning, team.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Good.
Yeah, it looks like a nice day out there.
Yeah, 25 the top on the coast today. Very good.
Awesome.
Perfect spring day.
I thought we were going to get rain last night, like a storm, because it was getting really hot and muggy in towards the evening. I don't know, maybe it was just at Broadmeadow.
Just to see your place.
Now, did you put the air conditioning on, Jade? I know that you're a bit stingy with it. Not allowed.
No air con.
Watch the electricity bill.
So, just on that, 42 degree hot summer's day.
I love how this riles you up.
It really does.
I love it. I love it.
Like, what temperature does it have to get to before you're allowed to turn it on?
You've never put it on, have you?
Yeah, no, I've put it on a couple of times.
Just a couple of times.
When you bought the house, does it work?
Yeah, but like you forget, like I'm a Queenslander and like originally, and I've never lived in Queensland in any home that's actually had air conditioning, only fans.
Right.
My whole life.
So you're trying to replicate that.
Well, no, it's just that I just figured I've gone my whole life without it.
Why start enjoying the comfort of something you bought now?
You know what I mean? Like it's not a necessity.
I know what you're saying.
I
don't understand it.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. But I just can go without.
I can't wait to save up to buy aircon. That's the difference.
Those 21st century perks, you'll get them one day, Jake. You'll be like 80 and finally, you know, think to yourself, I'll turn it on.
Turn on the aircon.
Turn it on. You only live once.
How long have you lived in the house for?
2 years. It's flown by.
Wow. And only once a year, Crevo, she turns it on.
Yeah, special occasion.
The ice packs, nothing wrong with that.
Get the frozen mash out of the freezer. Yeah. You're going to heat it up later anyway.
That's what Maddie needs on his back, you poor dove.
Oh, yeah, my back again this morning.
Oh, no.
Do you know what a sore back is good for when you wake up in the morning? Getting up and coming to work early. It was so painful.
It wakes you up.
I thought, I can't sit here anymore.
Oh, that's like really bad, man.
I got to work at 4:20. That's massive for me.
That's absurdly early. Anyway.
Very organised today, though.
Very organised. Yeah,
funny that.
And you look weirdly fresh, too.
Yeah, you
strange.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, they say oversleeping can be worse.
Well, absolutely. Hey, guys, up next, an interesting story where the cops have caught a young man... you know these new cameras that are designed to catch anyone touching their phone?
Yes.
He was touching the phone with his nose.
I did see this story on the news last night.
So I'm just going to let you have a think about that, but I'll fill you in with all the details next.
Helpful partner as well in the car.
Well, some would say.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
Yeah, it's obviously the new mobile phone detection cameras. The way they work is it's a computer algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So it scans every car that goes through and it's able to figure out if, like, a mobile phone is in a place where it shouldn't really be.
Yeah.
It then takes a photo and then a police person looks over those photos to see what's going on.
Ugh. 70,000 people they've caught with mobile phones in their hands.
Yeah.
Since its inception.
Huge, huge thing. Hopefully it's going to reduce the number of people touching the phones. This one photo, though, unbelievable. 21-year-old man is going to face court because he's been photographed touching his phone with one hand, like holding it in almost like a flat position.
Yeah.
Then on the other hand, he's like got it up to his nose and it appears as if he's sniffing something off the phone.
Some icing sugar.
Could be icing sugar, could be flour.
Is he a baker?
Could be Whiz Fizz. Nobody is sure. Right? Nobody knows what it is. It doesn't say his occupation.
Geez, you wouldn't want Whiz Fizz sour. That would be painful.
Oh, very much so. A lot of acid in that. And what's also interesting, though, is New South Wales Police Acting Superintendent Bill Darnell has said that he hasn't seen anything like what the photo has depicted.
So the girl in the front seat of the car is holding the wheel.
That's right. So
this guy is...
Well, because his hands are busy.
So he's like, grab the steering wheel.
He's just playing
wheel.
Words with friends with his nose.
Well, it could be that. It's a world of possibilities, but nobody's really sure
for sure. What happens in that case? Is he getting fined on multiple things?
You bet.
But they can't prove if he was doing sniffing anything illegal.
No, but obviously he's not controlling the car as well. Like, he's not controlling the car. So I think that's some sort of reckless driving type charge.
Don't quote me
on what that would be. And then obviously he's touching the phone with probably more than one, you know, point of his body, or if that's a thing.
He'd be screwed if he did it on like a long weekend with double demerits.
Well, absolutely, because as it is, 11 demerit points if he's convicted on all charges.
License gone.
Yeah, well, I think you get 12. So if he had no errors so far, and I wouldn't like to assume he does based on that behaviour,
then
it'd be license gone.
Deserves it, I guess. So.
Absolutely. You can't be having whiz fizz while you're trying to drive. Like, how ridiculous.
At least wait till you get home.
At least.
I mean, surely.
Or pop down
Eat
the
it
shops.
Off the stick. That's the fun bit.
Exactly right. And chewing up the stick at the end. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Hey, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. We need one guy, one girl for the ultimate battle of the sexes on offer today. $50 Westfield gift card for Westfield Katara. Your first choice for fashion, beauty and food in the Hunter,
guys. Come on, Lasses. We need a win today.
Let's have a quick tally on our gold star board up here. Lads leading.
15 and girls are on 11.
It's to be expected. Men are just better at this sort of thing.
This is true. If you want to play, call us now. The lines are open.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yeah, Lads versus Lasses this morning. We do have a lass on the line, but if you are a lad and you want to score yourself a $50 Westfield gift card, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. You could be walking away with that today, Jade.
Don't bother, guys. You're going to lose.
Right, you're going down. Let's just remember who's won the last five
you're
in
gonna
a row.
You're going to get a pummeling.
Last five in a row, Jade.
Yeah, the leaderboard, 15 to 11.
You fluked three of those points from a coin toss.
Give up,
but
Jay,
whatever.
The rules of the game.
The lasses have got this.
Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Now, Cindy, I believe you're a previous Holden Astra driver, and you're onto a Camry now, a little more boring.
Yeah, it was a bit sad of an event.
Yeah, okay, so you're teaching your daughter to drive. How's that going at the moment?
Well, she hasn't crashed yet, so she's doing better than me.
Right. Do you have any spare time to teach Maddie? You conveniently decided not to answer that.
All right, let's do it. Let's win you this voucher, Cindy.
Okay.
No worries.
Question number one. True or false? A Prince Albert piercing is the piercing in the lower earlobe.
False.
Correct. Yes. That is absolutely right. A Prince Albert, and I didn't know this, is a piercing in the... How would you pronounce that?
The Johnson.
Maddie?
The Johnson.
Penis.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, here we go. Question number two. What's the name of the current coach of the Newcastle Knights?
Nah.
No, too slow. Adam O'Brien.
I didn't know that one either.
One point so far.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Question number three. What's the name of the character played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the Fast and the Furious franchise? There's about 19 of them now, aren't there?
Think so.
I can't think of his name.
That's okay.
Luke Hobbs.
One point.
I'm sure you can...
Hold the line. You still could be walking away with this.
Alrighty.
Now, we're going to Jake. He's a plumber. He loves chocolate. He takes pride in his lawn and watering it. And he's going to try and win.
Hello, Jake.
Right now.
Hello, Jake.
G'day, mate.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. How is your lawn at the moment? Is it very green?
Yeah, it is at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'll hopefully keep it like that.
What type is it? Is it buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only way to go. We're trying to grow some in our yard at the moment. It's proving difficult with three dogs, you know.
Trust you with lawn chat, Jade.
I love it. But let's go to the first question, Jake. What is the shiwi used for?
The shiwi?
Yeah.
People ween.
Oh. A bit more information, please, Jake. Look, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's fair. It is used for weeing. Like, women use it to urinate while standing
up. Camping trips and stuff, you know?
Out of the boat, that sort of gear.
Okay, 1 point.
Yeah. Handy.
Handy. All right. An ombre, Jake, refers to what when visiting a hairdresser?
God, that's a hard one. An ombre.
You're out. Two colours fading into each other.
You learn every day, don't you, Jake?
Yeah, you do.
You do. All
question
right, Jake,
number three.
If you get question three right, you win. If you don't, we're going to a coin toss.
Yep.
What's the name of Ellen Pompeo's character in Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, you've got me here.
Meredith Grey.
Yeah.
It's a coin toss.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
All right. Heads
well, neither
or
do I. I wouldn't have known any of them.
Heads or tails today, Jake?
Heads.
All right. Hey, Google, toss a coin. Here we go.
It's tails.
No, that is... Yes. Sorry, Jake.
Sorry about that.
The girls have won.
Cindy, you won. $50 Westfield Qatari gift card. All yours.
I'm so proud of you, Cindy.
Thank you, Jay. So am I.
You're welcome. Girl power. Yes, we're coming back. We're going to get you some of that.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creezo.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Yeah, happymobilecafe.com.au on the way. Very exciting. They've just pulled up.
Whenever you see the van roll in on the CCTV,
so excited.
It's a great time.
It is. I love watching the steam come off my coffee.
Do you?
Yeah. It excites me.
I'm so annoyed. I had to change the way I came to work, to work, because the 7-Eleven on Industrial Drive is closed.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
So annoying. And I love my $1 coffees. In the morning.
Yeah.
Always stop in there.
Go through Mayfield.
It's not the same, though, is it? Now you're getting the good stuff.
What do you mean? Yeah, I am getting the good
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, up next, guys, wanted to do a bit of an interesting one.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you a man who's scared of something you shouldn't be? Right? So blokes are supposed to be not afraid of things like spiders, snakes, that you know, that sort of...
Butterflies.
Flying, moths.
Walking through a spider's web.
Should be not a problem.
I'm petrified of birds.
Birds. That's an interesting one.
All types of birds. Budgerigars, little canaries. Like, get those birds away from me.
Really?
Yeah.
What about chickens?
Oh, even worse, yeah.
Finch? Little finches?
No, get away.
Is it the flapping or whatever?
The flapping, the sharp claws, the fact that they could, if they chose to, like, peck my eyes out.
Well, high chance of that if you're dead. Get a crow in the room with you.
This is the sort of thing we're after. 131009, be brave, tell your story. For me, for the longest time, it was a type of insect. I'll give you the details on next.
Okay. 131009. After this.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Are you a man who is scared of something you shouldn't be?
Safe space, opportunity to share.
Mm.
You know, that's what we're going with here.
I mean, dob your man in as well.
Well, that
by
too.
All means.
You know, if you're the one in the house who's catching the spiders and he cowers in the corner, like I do have a friend who is in that situation.
Oh, really?
He ate spiders.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll just, like, hide in there.
He'll be like, come out. I need you to come and get this.
No.
Look, it's unfortunate. I mean, men are allowed to be scared of things. We
I
sit
know,
here
this
in
is...
judgment doing a segment like this. Men are people too. Men are people too.
Everyone's got their fears and phobias, as is well documented on this show. Cockroaches was mine for a long time. Hated the things. Felt physically ill.
You would almost want to vomit.
I really didn't like them.
Because you went through cockroach therapy.
I did my own exposure therapy. I was like, I need to get past this. Living in a house that's crawling with them. When I was younger, it was a share house. They were everywhere. And I was like, I can't live like this. What if one jumps on my face in the middle of the night? It's likely, considering how many are here.
Like all types of cockroaches?
Yeah, the whole lot. It was a really old house that wasn't well maintained.
The little German cockroaches?
The big ones, the flying ones, which I still don't love. But the house was being torn down, so the guy didn't care. He wasn't sending any pest person in. Because he's like, this thing's going to be ripped down in 12 to 18 months. Several years later, still there.
I'm also scared of mice.
Mice?
Are you? Running over you in the middle of the night?
Yeah,
what's the thought process?
You see people that keep mice and rats as pets and they just have them sitting in their hands or resting on their shoulder. I cringe. It's horrible.
Terrible
little things. Little teeth.
Yeah, I've been nicked a couple of times by my mice when I was younger.
Do you have mice as pets?
My sister and I used to breed them and try and sell them to the Pets Paradise in the Morrowfield shopping centre.
How many mice did you end up with?
We had a few, and then, they die or you give them away. They don't live long.
No, do you know what, though? The parents eat them. That's a problem when you breed
mice.
Yeah,
they do. Sometimes the mummy mice would actually eat the baby.
That's fairly filthy.
Let's go to Bane. Hey, Bane, are you a man who is scared of something you shouldn't be?
Yeah, I'm scared of geese.
Geese?
Yeah.
Creamer does a great goose sound. Hey, Bane, where did this fear start for you? Were you a child?
Yeah, probably would have been out on a farm when I was a kid, and then I've taken my kids to Oakdale Farm and that, and they just attack me every time they see me.
So you reckon the geese have it in for you in some weird way?
Oh yeah, every other family walk past them, they're all good, and I go near them, they start hissing and start charging at
me. Maybe they can pick up on your nervousness, and they just come after you.
Maybe it's just weird seeing a 6'2" dude running away from a bunch of little birds.
They do hiss geese, actually.
Yeah, they're not very pleasant birds.
They can be quite attacky.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Bane. Movie tickets for you. Event cinemas. Enjoy those,
awesome.
Guys.
But I've got to tell you something that I did on the weekend that I've sort of been stewing on because Ben's like, Jade, I think you've sunk to an all new low. But I just think it was being smart what I did. So I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Can't wait.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
So sunk to an all-new low, according to Ben, because we went to Westfield, Charlestown, on the weekend.
Good, I'm glad we got that straight.
Yeah, I was thinking, where was I? I went to a couple of places, but, I was at Charlestown. Anyway, we were there because I got the nice Sketches store there. I like Sketches. So, anyway, we went shopping there for Benny, right? And we're walking past, and Ben's like, oh, I know you like to look at the shoes. I said, oh, thanks. So anyway, I've gone to walk inside the store, and you know how they always have a table at the front lined up with, the specials and the shoes all on display. And at the moment, there's a lot of sales going on. And I read the sign, and it says, FOM in really tiny writing, 50% off. So from 50% off. And I thought, look at the shoes. I'm thinking, which one of these pairs? There's about 30, 40 different shoes there, right?
Right.
Thinking, which one of them is 50% off? So I stopped for a second and I thought, let's just see. So I start flicking over all of the shoes. So I'm standing there. There's 30, 40 different pairs, not in sets, the different variations.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there and I'm flipping the ticket. I'm like, oh, yep, that one that was $129.95, now $100. So I'm like, oh, $20 bucks off. And keep going, $20 bucks off, $20 bucks off, $20 bucks off, $20 bucks off.
Gone through about
10 pairs and thinking, this sign's like false advertising if I don't find one here that's got 50% off.
If you only need one.
So anyway,
it's the huge mountain of shoes.
I keep going, keep going, and can't find any. And then I hit the jackpot, and it's right at the back of the like the display in the middle. I'm thinking, typical, like. Store, you know what I mean? Sales, marketing, they'll put the hidden, the 50% right where no one would reach for that particular shoe.
So tell us about the shoes that were 50% off.
Well, they're actually really nice.
They fit you?
Well, I picked it up because the lady by this point came over. She's like, you need help? And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm just looking for the one with 50% off, and then I found it. I said, I've got it now. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I don't have many of them left. And I'm like... Yeah,
don't
well,
you now.
I've gone this far. I said, Ben, I'm going to try it on.
So how much were they?
They were $50.
Wow. Now, you did recently purchase a pair of Skechers because I was with you and it took us 4 hours to select them.
It did take
how
that long.
How long did it take you this time?
Well, I tried it on and I was just like, well, Ben, you never get Skechers for 50% off. I'm going to get them. And he's like, do you actually like them though, or is it the point? I said, a bit of both. bit of both.
Bit of column
I've done
A, bit
all
column
the
B.
work.
It's actually a small child's shoe. Doesn't
and
fit you.
He's like, and he's just... He shook his head and he just walked out of the store like a broken man.
I love. Yeah.
Sit on the boyfriend's chair in the middle.
Yeah.
Benny goes shopping with you for half an hour and he walks out of the shop as a broken man. Imagine how I felt.
4 hours of trying on different shoes.
I mean, I was shattered.
Well, I got the shoe though. But, you know, they're in my good books because I found one for 50% off. But I believe it was the only pair.
Well, look, that's okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah, hey, they weren't breaking any laws.
No, well, I was going to get them, though, if I didn't.
You were going to get them?
Yeah.
What were you going to do, Karen?
Oh, was it the ACCC or whatever it's called?
Oh.
The Consumer Watchdog. I would like to make a formal complaint.
So you now, I love that you and Benny have two like matching pairs of Skechers, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite funny.
So anyway, I've hidden the shoes behind the door in the bedroom in the box because I haven't, technically I didn't need them.
Well, that's okay. Look, it saves us all a shopping trip when you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Guys, this is freaky. A man has found a brain wrapped in aluminium foil while he was walking on the beach. A full-on brain.
Well, that happens every day, doesn't it?
That is a crazy story.
I know.
What kind of brain?
Well, turns out it wasn't a human brain.
Well, that's always good.
But very scary nonetheless.
Because
he freaked out.
Big. It was a big old brain.
Big brain. It was full. Like, it was like, if you dissected a brain, if you were a doctor, of course, it was full.
Or Hannibal Lecter.
It was fully complete.
It
wasn't
a doctor.
Just a quarter. Or, you know, it was full. It was like if you watched Frankenstein's brain, like, it was there. Like,
so what kind of brain was it?
Well, they just said it was an animal's brain. But, you know, scary thing to come across when you're on the beach.
Well, yes.
Very, very, very frightening. So on 13 10 09, we want to know, what did you find at the beach or on your walk? Did you go walking one day and you came across, could be anything, could be an iPhone. It doesn't have to be a brain.
I love that. From brain to iPhone. We cover all here at the
really,
show.
Really
jewelry.
Casting the net wide.
Number plate. Here.
A treasure chest.
Oh, that's a dream of mine.
A time capsule.
Time capsule. Well, you know what I'm fascinated by? Those letters in a bottle. You know when people come across them?
Message in a bottle.
Do you know what I found at the beach once?
What?
Sand.
Everyone
a terrible joke.
Sand.
Terrible joke.
Pretty bad.
That was a dad joke.
All right.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
We're asking you, what did you find at the beach?
That's right, because a man was strolling along the beach, guys, and he was stunned after discovering an animal brain wrapped in aluminium foil, which had just washed up on the shore. James was looking actually for sea glass, which I didn't know was a thing, when he came across a brick-shaped package wrapped in foil with a pink rubber band. Now, he suspected the package contained money or drugs. He was overcome by curiosity, he says, and unwrapped it only to discover a brain. And he freaked out. He was flipping.
Now, do you know what? Looking at the picture here of the brain, it kind of looks like one of those really big summer mangoes from Queensland.
Yeah.
Around that size.
Oh, it's massive.
Are they the KD mangoes?
Yeah.
Almost like a rock melon. Honestly, like it was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, still confronting.
Yeah, and apparently it had some pink flowers and foreign money in it. So
what?
So he ended up running up to like some council workers, and he's like, "Did I find a brain?" Like he was holding it. He was like, "Did I find a brain?" And then the police said, "No, look, it's an animal brain. They think it's come like from sort of island where they do a send-off ritual for the dead.
Maybe like a cow's brain or something."
Mm. And put some money and flowers in there, obviously to bring good harvest. Ooh. Or something like that.
You take that money to the like foreign exchange place where you at least get a couple of dollars out of it.
So on 13:10:09, what did you find on the beach or on a walk? Maybe just strolling down, I don't know, Tudor Street.
Let's go to Karen. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Excellent. What unusual thing did you find out and about?
Well, it was my dad. It would have been about 40 years ago, and he used to just like bushwalking with the dog.
Yeah.
And he stumbled across a car in the bush, so he went and checked it and found a satchel in there.
Yeah.
And in the satchel was $4,000.
Wow.
So there was a name in there, so he went to, this how long ago it was, he went to the public phone box and rang the guy's name and told him he found it, so he came and collected it from the house. And when he pulled up, my dad met him at the door. He said, "Oh, here you go, mate," and he snatched it off him, said, "I want to all be there too," and walked off.
That's a bit rude.
Very rude.
Yeah. Really rude.
Because $4,000 back in the day would have been heaps, right?
Not wrong, and my dad's one of those, never had a credit card even to this day, no mortgage, you save up and pay for what you want to buy.
You know what?
Yeah. What a good man.
I would have kept half.
Yeah.
Like, you should have kept, keep the whole lot.
Keep his fee. Find his fee, I should say.
How terrible.
But he thought, oh, some poor bugger's lost their money. He knows how hard it's to come by. So he gave it all in and got treated like that.
Aw, that's sad, Karen.
I bet the good karma came back to him.
Yeah,
in the
100%.
End.
Thanks,
Sounds
Karen.
Sounds like a good man.
Appreciate your call. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've got details on Bindi Irwin's gender reveal. Also, too, I'm going to talk again about Carole Baskin on Dancing with the Stars. She's responded to Lady Gaga.
Oh, yes.
Okay. My favourite.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's
Producer Jackson is here, and Australia's favourite daughter, Bindi Irwin, revealing her baby's gender.
So she's jumped on Instagram and she says she's having a beautiful daughter.
Aww.
Yeah, congratulations.
Sweet. I find it very strange, though, that they all... I get it. They work at a zoo. They wear khaki. That's their daily colour. But, like, do they really have to incorporate animals into everything? I've sent through the gender reveal to you three. Take a look, because it's her and Chandler.
Next to the
hugging a giant
turtle.
She's nuzzling its neck and it's eating a flower. I just don't understand why they have to incorporate animals into everything.
I guess it's their brand.
Is it, though?
Leave the poor turtle alone.
They've got pink flowers. It's eating a pink flower.
It's like they're telling the turtle about the baby. The turtle couldn't care less.
Yeah.
It just wants one of those tasty, tasty flowers in its mouth.
Next thing we'll see is Bindi Irwin saying, okay, this is the nurse of my baby. Just pop it in the kangaroo's pouch there. Off you go.
Have it day hopping done. Around the zoo.
Just strange.
Now, you do have a story now about Carole Baskin, and we were just chatting off the air about Dancing with the Stars. Of course, Bindi Irwin famously won the US version of Dancing with the Stars. Remember this moment?
Bindi and Derek!
She was really blown away.
Poor Bindi.
Sorry, I've got it slowed down to
Imagine farting on live television.
National television.
How embarrassing. Anyway.
Well. Look, Carole Baskin, she's the latest It Girl, if you could call
she
it
sure
an It
is.
Girl on the dance
she
floor.
Sure
now,
is.
I don't know if you watch Lady Gaga's Instagram stories, but she reacted to Carole Baskin's first dance to Eye of the Tiger, and everyone's been like, ooh, what's Carole Baskin going to say about this? This was what Gaga posted. It says it all, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's basically my reaction when I saw it.
Yes, me too.
Carole Baskin's gone on Good Morning America, not too fast.
That was just so far out of anything I would have ever thought could happen. She's such an icon, and I just admire her so much. I know that she was laughing about me and, you know, making fun of me, but I don't care because I think it's wonderful that she has brought Dancing with the Stars and the Flight of the Tigers to her fan base.
Can I just say that's the 2020 version of...
One time, she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
You know, Carole Baskin is just happy to be in the same sentence as Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about what the context is.
Gaga better watch her back.
Well, nothing fazes Carole Baskin,
that's
really.
That's true.
Gotta watch out.
Just don't insult the tigers. That's when you.
When you
gotta watch out.
Just don't go on a walk by yourself with her as well.
Yeah, or go like for a walk at the zoo at night.
What do you mean? You want me to smear my body in meat and go for a walk?
Roll in mint? That's a weird request.
Thank you, Jackson. We are playing Beat the Meat after the news. 13:10:09, we have Singo Sausages up for grabs. They're going to do it in minutes. A new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So, guys, yesterday afternoon, I thought I'd go for a little bit of a stroll around my neighbourhood.
I did see on your Instagram you posted a picture of a milkshake in the grass.
I did. So I went down Beaumont Street and I was like, you know what, I really feel like a milkshake. So I went to Son of a Gun, went in there and got milkshake, treated myself to
Wait a second.
A muffin.
Are you getting discounts now?
No, I'm not. No discounts.
The only
not
food...
Yet.
Two places I've realised you go on Beaumont Street, the only two food places, Raj's and the Beaumont, where is it?
Son of a Gun.
I go to Sushi Revolution as well.
Yes. Oh, there was
and
the,
I
press
like,
the button.
I
press
like
the button.
Lord's Coffee, Suspension Espresso.
I don't like the
cafe next door to Son of a Gun, though, that's got a rival radio station's poster up. I won't be going there.
Oh, well.
But,
that's fair
don't
enough.
Be petty.
I will boycott, but...
Let's not be petty.
Yes, I can be petty. Let me be petty.
Jade will be taking this recording in as well.
I went there, I got my milkshake, and I thought, you know, I could just sit here and eat it. But I thought, no, I'm going to enjoy the day. Went for a stroll to Gregson Park, sat down there underneath one of the big figs.
Lady of Leisure.
Yeah, and I just enjoyed my milkshake and my muffin and watching the kids play. Like, I know it sounds creepy. Ooh. But, you know, they all come over from the Hamilton Park Public School. And it's actually a really nice little community there because, like, all the parents, like, the kids finish school. They come across and then they get to play for an hour. I was like, what cool parents. My parents never used to let me go play at the park straight after.
Feeling clucky?
The bell
went. Time to have a kid for the show, Jade.
For the show.
What about for yourself or something?
Okay,
for
you
the
know
show
what?
First.
Work gives me a pay rise, then I'll think about it. If he, not having a baby for the show, being stuck on my wage, not a chance. Couldn't feed it.
You had to go there, didn't you? You have to put the pay disputes on the air, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Good on you.
Hey, it's cool keeping it real. But anyway, it was a really nice day. It's the little things in life.
It's the little things.
Looked very cute, you know, watching kids play in a park.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
The good old days.
Beat the meetup next, Grevo.
That it is.
What a segue.
Is it? I don't see any problems. This is, of course, our Beat the Bomb style game. This is where you can win Singo's sausages.
Yeah.
And all you've got to do is not be greedy and say stop before the sausages blow up.
Yeah. If you want to play 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meme.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
That's right. This is our Beat the Bomb style game, except Singos hook us up with the sausages,
mm-hmm.
and all you got to do is jump in, say stop before all the sausages explode, and you get nothing.
Nada.
All right, let's go to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. What's on for your Wednesday?
Going to work.
Very good. What do you do for a living?
I sell bathrooms.
You sell bathrooms?
Like now, the whole thing.
Yeah, you guys should have come to me when you needed a new bathroom.
Oh, that's
what
cool.
a disgrace.
What place?
Grevo.
I've never met
Shocking.
Rachel before.
What place do you work at, Rachel?
I work at Eagles Plumbing Plus.
Eagles Plumbing Plus. Okay, I'm going to look this up.
Jade's going to come round and try and get a deal out of you.
Well, we need to do ours eventually.
God, our buttons are really getting a workout today.
Yeah. That it is. All right, Rachel, are you ready to beat the meat?
I am.
All right, let's do this.
Let's go. One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages.
Stop.
12 sausages.
All yours, you beauty.
Winner.
Good on you for not getting greedy, Rachel.
Yeah, do you want to know how many sausages you could have won today?
Sure.
17.
Oh, you got out just in time.
Good job.
17 sausages.
Wait, are you going to have a barbecue this weekend?
Sure, actually, Sunday sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, weather's good. Okay, congratulations, Rachel. And Jade, you've just hooked yourself up a free kitchen. A bathroom, I mean.
Oh, they're about free.
Oh, you get a discount.
You'll get a good
discount. Go in and play the segment.
We need to do our bathrooms.
Hey, guys, coming up next, I've got a brand new segment that I'm trialing out today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my top two Karens of the week. So we all know the whole Karen story. It's the woman that complains, whinges, asks for the manager. Well, I've searched the internet for my top two favourite Karens from the week. I'm going to tell you all about them next. I've got some great audio to play you.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
It's time for my brand new segment, guys. It's my top two Karens from the week.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Yeah, the internet's greatest videos that I've collated from my week of searching for my favourite Karen videos. Of course, we all know Karens are annoying. They like to complain to the manager.
Yeah.
I've got two of my all-time faves this week. Good to go. Now, I want to go over to the States at the moment. Of course, it's very divided with the whole mask debate.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Right, it's getting very vicious. But this one woman goes into a spotlight-style fabric store and starts some trouble with other customers and the workers regarding masks. Oh, take a listen.
You're really close to
me. Are you afraid? You should run away.
I don't like
but
how close
you have
you
your super mask on.
I'm trying to protect you.
I don't need protection from you.
Oh, you just touched me. I
oh,
really wish
no,
you
no, I touched you. Are you going to leave the store?
You're being very awful and aggressive to another
you
customer.
Use the...
Would you please leave?
I'm aggressive?
Would you
I
please
think...
leave?
Okay. No. I think I wanted to leave? Say, which you wouldn't let me say,
you won't see my face,
right? When you... When I, if I ever come back here again, and this thing has proven to be a hoax, I want an apology from each and every one of you.
Terrible.
Oh, jeez.
A hoax believer.
Yeah, I know, the worst. And you know what's great? Everyone has a mobile phone with a video camera on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that there's such arguments out there. And, I mean, you know, it's such a big topic as well. Coronavirus, protecting others, wearing a mask. But at the end, that Karen had to throw in, if I'll be back. Yeah. Like, as if the company cares if she walks through those doors.
No, they don't want a troublemaker like that in their store ever again.
I love it. There's so much great in there.
Another one, Karen, over in the States as well. Do you know, I've got to say, our country pretty good.
The Karens are pretty chilled.
The Karens are chilled compared to the American Karens. This one is of a Karen that didn't like how close this man parked to her car. In a car park. Check this out.
What are you doing?
Give me your phone.
I'm going to move my car right now. Get out of my car.
Do you think you can park this close to my car and get away with it?
There's literally room for you to walk.
No, we're going to stay right here until the cops come.
She's called the police on this poor man for parking too close to her really crappy car.
Aww. Police must hate that sort of stuff too.
Like, people are just losing their minds.
Exactly. Like, you know, there's... police are trying to deal with robberies and actual crimes, and then something like that, someone calls up for parking too close.
That's so dramatic. Stupid.
I love it. He's like, but you can walk through there. Like, what the hell?
And there's room.
How much space do you need?
I'm going to give you a bonus, Karen.
Okay.
So my third Karen of the week. This is my fave, actually. That's totally fine.
Yeah, hey, they weren't breaking any laws.
No, well, I was going to get them, though, if I didn't.
You were going to get
them? Yeah.
What were you going to do, Karen?
Oh, was it the ACCC, whatever it's called?
Oh, the consumer watchdog. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a bit of a Karen moment.
Back next week, my top three Karens of the week. I love it.
Fantastic.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
It's Sophie Connor from Corpus Christi, Waratah. Looks like we've got a sunny day ahead with light winds trending westerly. We are expecting a top temperature of 25 degrees in the city, 25 degrees inland, and 24 degrees around the lake. Mostly sunny and partly cloudy with a chance of shower in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Ah, boom, that's how you do it.
What a professional.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah! This is Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good job.
Unbelievable.
Very crisp. Love it.
Crisp. I love that, Hamish.
Sophie Connell from Corpus Christi, Waratah. She's in year one. What a great job.
What an absolute talent.
They are so to be reckoned with.
Sophie Connor.
Love it.
Sophie Connor. Very good. Excellent.
If you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, just go to newfm.com.au
very simple,
and register.
Very simple, just like Sophie.
It is.
Up next, guys, interesting story. I was having a chat to one of my friends. She was out having a night out with her girlfriends down in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it was just the first bar that she went to, and they were going to go to, like, another bar.
Yeah.
And in the walk between the first and second bar, like, mm-hmm. early in the night, her heel, high heel snap.
Mm.
The poor thing. Now, yeah. It's not something I can relate to.
She said, she's like, it was so frustrating because the night had only just started. And she's like, am I just walking around on one?
So what'd she do?
She had to look around. She found they actually have in Sydney these like vending machines where you can buy like flats for people that regret wearing heels, basically.
Yeah.
But it was very lucky she came across that because otherwise the whole night just limping around, walking around on one. And you can imagine the devastation because you've invested all this time getting ready, going.
Oh, so annoying.
Heading down to Sydney for all this.
Now, yeah. Jade, obviously, you're the only one on this team that can relate. Have you ever had an issue when you've been out back in the Sunny Coast days? You've been on your watermelon cruises all night.
Mm. It doesn't have to be broken heel, but also like high heel dramas. Like it's gotten blisters, all that sort of gear.
There was not me personally, but my girlfriend. I know another girl stood on her toe with her heel. And her big toe was bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Well, 13-10-09, how did the high heel break? Yeah. Nights out, your horrible stories.
Or ruin your night. So maybe the whole blister situation was a thing. There was one night that Emmy ended up wearing my shoes home. I'll tell you about that next.
Jay, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
13-10-09 this morning, how did the high heel break?
Breaking heel!
That's right. This is all after my friend was out on a night out with her mates, and straight away after the first bar, walk into the second one, high heel snaps. You're sort of half, you're doing that like half limp along walk.
Yeah,
because the other
awkward.
Foot is so much higher, and nobody wants to go barefoot on the streets of Sydney.
I feel for women, because when that happens, it's just the worst possible thing to ruin your night.
It's a night ruiner.
Well, it just like, okay, I'm thinking of the guy equivalent, right? If we're wearing a nice pair of shoes, right, $100 pair of leather shoes, and then the sole starts flapping about, you know, the glue comes loose, it's just annoying.
That's when you track
nightmare.
A 7-Eleven and you start chewing gum, and then you just put it in between the sole.
That is a great tip, and I never thought of that.
You're welcome.
You know, a lot of 7-Elevens now sell like that quick grip super glue as
really?
Well. Yeah, in the hardware section.
They're thinking.
Hot
smart.
Tip, ladies, hot tip.
Up here for thinking.
Trust your gay friend. Katie, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Katie, tell us, how did your high heels break?
So it wasn't actually myself, but we were in the Hunter Valley for a wedding. And
that'd happen a lot there.
Yeah, I reckon it probably would, but it was a bit rocky, and sort of my friend lost her footing and she slipped and she stood on it funny and it broke. Oh. But what my husband did, he saved the day. He had some cable ties in his car and, you know, I think it was maybe two of them. He put them together and the shoe lasted the night, and yes. Most valuable player for the wedding, for sure.
Cable ties. First of all, why does he have so many cable ties in his car?
Because he's the new age MacGyver, obviously.
I was going to say, a little bit concerning.
Just ready to go.
Anything else in the boot, like some duct tape or...
Oh, he's a tradie, so it's valid. He's not a mass murderer or anything like that.
Oh, good to know.
That's nice. Well, you're still alive, so...
Yeah, win.
Good to know. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for that.
Joe, how did the heel break? Little Joe.
Joe, hello.
Hey, how'd your heel break?
I had a pair of those, like those nice flat sandals, and I'd gone to Sydney to watch The Lion King, and the bit between my toes broke at the beginning of the night, and I had to walk like I was wearing a flipper for the rest of the night.
Oh, no.
So annoying.
It was, and it just clapped every time I hit the pavement, so... I sounded a
trade. Here comes Joe slapping about down the street.
It's terrible in theatres too, because you've got to contend them with the stairs.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
I bet that's all you remember about the whole Lion King thing.
Do you know what? It's not. It was a funny thing, and the longer it went on, me and my cousin, I was weird, we just laughed our way through it, and then, you know, but the show was amazing, you know, like, the flappy flipper, it didn't matter, it was just all about the show at the end.
Oh, that's good, a funny stuff. Story. You can just imagine it.
Thanks,
like
Joe.
Like a seal walking along at the edge of a pool.
Yeah.
Flap, 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 flap.
Terrible. Hey, up next, we are joined... by NASA. So yesterday there was a challenge set to him, Crevo.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, we're sick of talking about The Bachelor all the time.
That's right.
And maths. No more maths chat. It's over. It's boring.
Yeah
we
it's
get
done.
It. You're,
done
you're
and
a star. We get it.
He keeps asking to come on the show. So we're like, well, obviously we're not just going to have him on for no reason at all. So we set him a challenge to secure us the biggest celebrity he could for an interview on this show, because he actually does want to be on this show.
Mm.
And
we thought, you know what, we've got to, you know, do some tests and see if he's capable of securing the big guests, of course. Apparently, he's found one for
us. He's come through with the goods.
believe it when I see it.
He messaged me last night. He goes, in NAS we trust, I have someone for you.
I'm always a little skeptical. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, that's why we're going to vet him first and see who the celebrity is.
Perfect.
Hopefully it's not a maths contestant.
Look, I asked for a big star, so I am expecting him to deliver.
Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Now, of course, big show yesterday. We had NASA on. We love our mate NASA. Love him or hate him. You know, he's very entertaining.
That he is.
Now, we did set him a challenge because we're sick of talking about maths and The Bachelor all the time. We've got to put him to work to help our show get ahead.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You've got to give him a challenge.
Here's what we said to him yesterday on the show.
Here's what we want you to do, right? We want you to get into your little black book, start flicking through it, and we want you to bring us the biggest celebrity, aside from you, that you can to the show. So we want you to convince them to come on our show.
Now, Nas messaged me last night, and I believe he's found a celebrity. So we're going to chat to him now. Hopefully he has a better phone line today.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think Nas is on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Hello, NASA. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Now, 2 days in a row, I think it's a
record.
What a treat for you.
A personal best for yourself?
I know, honestly, the love's growing. But listen, I've been thinking, I've lost sleep and I've been having coffee after coffee thinking about this challenge. You've really put me on the spot because, as you know, I am the biggest celebrity in Australia. So finding someone bigger is going to be as hard.
Well, NASA, very difficult.
This is what, of course, you do want to work in radio, NASA. Now, this is what radio is all about. You need to work quickly and you need to get a result.
Being a guest booker is one of the most important jobs in a radio station.
That's true. Now, I have two people, right? But
two.
I'm leaning towards one of them at the moment because the other one is a bit sort of old hat type thing. I can get Tyrell, and I don't know, I mean, would your audience be interested in Tyrell?
Hang on, NASA. Who?
Tyrell?
Yeah.
Or is that another maths contestant?
Well, yeah, remember it was on last year, or the year before, you know, King Ding-a-ling? King Ding-a-ling? Do you remember that one? King Ding-a-ling?
Cyclone Cyrell. That was what Cyclone she was known.
That's right.
I just have to Google her. Not a good sign.
Now, hang on. But I think we should get Chad, the winner from Big Brother.
If you can do it.
NASA. We're hoping for, a Hemsworth or something.
Well, hang on. Hemsworth is hard because he's filming at the moment on the Gold Coast.
Why don't you just phone him up, though? Don't you have his number?
No. I'm trying. Look, these things take time. I've got to go through, you know, different avenues. But listen, I also, and this is seriously no lie. I'm trying to get you Gladys, our premier.
I'd like to speak to her. I think she's doing a great job.
Now you're speaking my language.
A great job too. So I'm meeting with a very good friend of mine that's in the Liberal Party on Wednesday. I think Wednesday.
Next week.
And I will, seriously, we're going to try to get her just to ring you up or you ring her and just to say hello, you're doing a great job.
We have tried to get the Premier Gladys Berejiklian on our show many times, but she's always too busy. So if you can make that happen.
That'd be amazing. We'll
be impressed. I did see on your Instagram a picture of you cuddling her.
Yes, that was last year. We were at a fundraiser and I was cuddling her. And I tell you, she's very cuddly. She's very, very lovely lady. Honestly, she really is a lovely lady.
I hear she's single.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Did you get in there?
You're single, she's single?
Yeah, that's true, but she's too busy. You see, she's too busy. She's
powerful woman.
She's a very busy lady. So we're trying to get her to sort of on. But, you know, the challenge is very, very hard. I mean, as a first-off challenge, that's pretty, pretty hard.
But I believe you can do it.
You can do it, NASA.
This is what we're going to do, NASA. This is how we move forward. Step one, we'll take Chad from Big Brother. Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right. So, okay, so
that's like a warm-up guest, though.
Let's lock down Chad from Big Brother. I'm sure we can chat to him about many things.
Yeah.
Now,
I think so. I think so. And, you know, he did win Big Brother. So it's
of
like,
course.
You know.
Current.
I'll pass on his number to you guys and you can organise it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, this is how it's going to work, Nessa. We'll get you on every week.
Yeah.
But every week, you need to step up and get us a bigger celebrity each time.
Oh, dearie me, guys, you're really, like, busting the chops
it's
here.
It's the media business, mate.
We love you, Nass. We know you can do it.
We want you to be an even bigger star yourself. Being a guest booker for us is awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll work on it. Let's get the first one.
Okay,
done.
We'll get Chad from
Hey, Chad, but we really want Gladys as well. Can you hook us up, man. Hook us up.
Yeah, I will. As I said, I'm meeting with a very good friend of mine on Wednesday for a coffee, and I will definitely. That's one of the subjects that we're going to talk about.
Okay, very good. I'm glad that we're locked into your schedule.
Thank you, Nessa.
Oh, that's promising.
That is.
Chad from Big Brother will take that. Like, in 24 hours, I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, and if he gets us Gladys in a week, hey, I'll tip my hat to that.
You wanted Jessica Powers, didn't you?
Well, I said
if we're going to get a maths contest.
I said if it's got to be a maths, if that's all that's in his phone.
Nessa.
Why her?
Well, because she's at the moment she's selling adult toys, and I thought
that's
that'd be
right.
funny.
We don't want that. You don't want adult. You don't want that. You really don't want that. Will degrade your show. That will degrade your show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, would it? Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Nessa.
Well, he's playing
but
content
Cyclone
director now.
Cyrell,
as well.
She's on Cameo.
How much?
I don't know, but she says she's got here new to Cameo, Cyclone Sorrell, and she's got it advertised on her Instagram account.
Nessa, you should start up a Cameo.
Do you have a Cameo?
No, I don't. Well, see, this is where I need you guys to help with all this stuff. I mean, I only do, like, these videos, and I only know how to press play and talk. I don't know how
we'll
to
help
do
you
Cameo.
With your Cameo if you get us a big stuff. Thanks, Nass.
Good on you, man. Keep up the good work.
Love you. Okay, Chad from Big Brother. Very good. Step one, up the ladder.
Things are happening.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial-free music kicking off after 9 with Jackson.
Yeah. Hey. Gonna do a good morning with Topic.
Yeah, nice.
Breaking Me, love that song. Yes.
Oh, Lighthouse Family. I can't believe this song's over 20 years old.
No, I can.
Me neither.
You can? This is my go-to. Like, if I'm on the frothies, right, I'll sing. Yeah. Like, this is my go-to. Get the crowd going.
Listen
really?
To Crevo and Jay
get
Jackson.
Get the crowd going.
Judging this song, I think it's
I'm
a great song.
I'm not judging it. I grew up with this song. I heard this song before you were even born.
Well, you are a lot older.
Yeah, that's true. It's great.
You probably remember it well from high school.
I do.
Wait. What year were you born, Matthew?
I have to say, yeah. The
1990.
Look, okay, the numbers don't have to add up.
This is a case for the FBI.
They never do with you.
The Rubens as well. I've worked with these boys. Very lovely guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, nice guys.
Who's your fave?
I don't even know their names. The drummer. I used to photograph their sets.
Drummers are always cool.
More humble.
Yeah, usually.
Well, of course you're a green. You're a drummer.
Yeah, of course I do.
I'm a drummer. I'm humble.
I am. Sit down. All right, Kendrick Lamar.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 with producer Jackson, Jade.
But guys, I want to tell you about a cyclist who has missed the birth of his baby in a race.
Are they wearing high visibility jacket like you?
I think so, but yeah, it's a very interesting story.
Missed the birth of his child. Disappointing.
Mm. Unforgivable.
I don't know, though.
I reckon.
Does this particular race happen in France, by any chance?
Maybe. We'll get into that in a second. We'll get into it.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Right now, we're talking about a cyclist that missed the birth of his baby.
Is he going to crash? Get back on board. Restrict the chain and bring home the victory here.
So Tour de France has just finished and Australia had a pretty good result with a podium finish.
Did we?
Yeah, we came third thanks to Richie Porte. He's the man that did it.
On you, Richie. Thanks, brother.
Richie.
National hero.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, right, we'll give it that to him. But you might change your mind, though, because Richie actually missed the birth of his second child. when he was competing in the Tour de France.
You better ring the shame bell.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. Shame.
That's unforgivable. So, you can't miss the birth of your kid, yeah.
So he did admit that he considered missing the race altogether.
Should have done that.
He's saying that his wife persuaded him to take part.
Well, she's a supporting partner.
You know what, though? That's one of those things where they say, yeah, you go off and do the race then.
Yeah.
Go on.
Go
you're
on.
Better.
Go and
but
do
deep
it.
Deep down, she's like, he bloody misses the birth of this kid.
Let's study on here
furious.
A little bit. He finished third in the overall rankings of the Tour de France. That's hundreds of thousands of euros.
No, not good
as
enough.
Well.
Not good enough.
Come on.
Where's first? You're missing the birth of my baby, brother. You better get gold.
Listen to you. So it's okay to still miss it just as long as you finish first.
As long as you make even more money.
Third's not good enough. And, apparently she said...
You're so money-hungry, it's not funny.
Apparently she said...
And you're turning down the money. I don't think you
are. His poor wife, Gemma, came out saying... you know, I couldn't bear it if I saw him sulking from the back of the pack because he missed out on this chance. Love, he's had multiple chances to win. You know, in 2016, he punched a tyre early, so he got booted out of the race.
Not deliberately.
2017 and 2018, he crashed. You've had three chances already.
How much money do you get for third?
He came third.
That's pretty good, actually,
It is over 100,000 euro for finishing third, I believe.
Yeah, that pays for a lot of cribs and diapers and stuff, doesn't it?
I love how he's telling himself, though, I'm over the moon. This feels like a victory for me. Does it?
Guys, that's 165,000 Australian dollars.
I've totally changed my mind. He did the right thing.
I mean, leave it for a year for that kind of money.
Especially because, let's face it, if you're a professional cyclist, I don't know how many cash opportunities are out there once you're not racing.
Very few. That is a very good point.
If I was on my back pushing out a watermelon, okay?
You wouldn't care about the money?
I'd want my husband there.
Regardless of the $163,000 he could be making.
It's a big moment. And then imagine that second child growing up telling, you know, Mum, where was Dad when I was born?
Making money.
And then the poor little baby goes,
roof over your
head. Darling, he was racing the Tour de France. Did he win? No, he came third. Yeah.
I think that's a great... What an achievement, Jade. You're too picky.
Yeah.
Far too picky.
I don't care.
At first I thought
you're
he was a
scoundrel.
You're
not the ones having the baby. You're not pushing out a child from between your legs, are you?
At
going
first
through
I
all
thought,
that pain.
He's a scoundrel. Then I realised he's out there earning a living for the family.
It's not like he earned $1 million.
Too picky.
Never enough for you, is it?
Oh, well. Last call's up next. Do you agree with Jade today? Do you think that... he should have been there for the birth of his second child. The second one, he's seen one
second
already.
Second one's going to be jealous knowing that the firstborn, it's always the firstborn that gets everything, isn't
let
it?
Let me tell you, the secondborn, regardless of whether or not the father was there, will still have middle child syndrome. It happens every time.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah, there's only two of you, right, Jay?
You're the firstborn. That's something you would say.
There's three of us.
Right.
Yeah, but the middle child's always the kid that whinges and whines the most. I'm hard done by.
They are.
I think we're also losing sight of the fact that he raced home from France to meet his new baby so quickly. He forgot his house keys.
Oh, he's a saint.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Last call's up next. Weigh in on this debate or maybe something else you've heard on the show. You know, maybe you're one of the men who are scared of something you shouldn't be or you want to talk about some unusual thing you found on the beach or out and about. Whatever you want to talk about or just have a vent.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call's up. I always leave everything to the last minute, don't I?
You do, but you know what?
I've run a marathon.
I'm giving you an A+ sticker.
Oh, thanks. Just editing audio quickly before we have to talk.
Yeah, you do a good job,
Maddie. 4 seconds to spare.
And you did it.
I did. Thanks.
Yeah, because you're a professional. Last calls, of course, 13 10 09. If you want to chat about anything you like, something you've heard on the show, or you just want to have a vent.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we did get a message through on Instagram. We were chatting about broken shoes earlier on in the show, and we received this from a listener. She said, the irony, apparently she's broken her shoe as we were talking about it. It's so funny. Here it is. Here's what she had to say.
When you get out of the car, I love these pair of Havaianas. It was a clean break as well. I can't even repair that. Lucky I just got home. R.I.P. Havaianas, you did me well.
I love that.
Poor thing.
I know. Just as we were talking about it as well, something about the universe connected.
Sorry, Bliss. Her name was Bliss.
Bliss on
Beautiful
Insta.
Beautiful name.
Lovely name.
It's a real name.
Bliss.
Oh, wow.
Bliss.
That's nice.
That's Bliss.
Oh, we got a phone call from Jason. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. What would you like to talk about?
I was just going to defend missing the birth of your child.
Yeah, good
oh,
man.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Man, what happened?
Man. Well, I was planning a trip to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I asked all the doctors and everybody, and they said babies come late if they come missing at all. And so I went off to Melbourne, and 10 days early she was born.
And you missed out.
Yeah, I was in the process of getting kicked out of the Crown Casino in Melbourne when my sister-in-law called and said she's having the baby.
Get
out.
Oh
my God.
There's so much to unpack there. So that was your first baby?
Yes.
How heartbreaking. And have you had a second child since then?
I have, yes.
Oh, and you made it to their birth?
I was there for the whole thing.
That's fantastic.
Weren't down the Crown again.
As long as you're there for one, Jason, that's all that matters. One's okay.
Yeah.
Once you've seen a baby being born.
I'd rather have been in Melbourne for the second one because it's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's terrific. That's why we like our man there. But Jason, why were you getting kicked out of the Crown Casino?
Wasn't my fault. It was a friend being a knucklehead after having a lot of
a few too many babies or something.
Your story's something like out of a movie. You're getting kicked like out of the casino while your wife's, you know, having your firstborn.
You're trying to race back.
Canadian Jason always has really good stories.
Yeah.
Always.
Love Thanks having Canadian him on the Jace. Show.
Oh, he sounded really sad.
Yeah. We got a complaint from a listener during the show as well.
Did we?
Yeah, from a woman who said, stop using the name Karen as a joke on the morning show. It's not funny and disgraceful for the actual people named Karen. I do apologise to all the Karens out there.
Look, it's not personal.
I can't apologise on behalf of the entire internet, though.
No, that's right. It's not actually people called Karen. It's the actual acts that they do.
Yeah.
Like most of these people who we find these stories about, probably not even called Karen.
Just laugh, Belinda. I got called Karen. Did you see me having a cry?
No.
It's okay. People are allowed
it's
to have
it. It's a bit of fun.
But, you know,
everyone needs to relax.
Not trying
enjoy.
To offend. Just some lighthearted banter.
Yeah. And we probably won't stop.
No. But thanks for your feedback.
Very good.
Thanks for listening to the show.
105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off next with you, Jackson.
Yo.
Hi, mate.
Good morning.
Hey.
Fuel Shimmers in there.
Love that song.
Yeah, awesome.
Have you heard the rumours about Meghan Markle and Adele?
No.
Apparently Adele was a little bit too close to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gave her the old snipperoo out of there.
Oh, really?
The stinker.
Bye, Felicia.
How interesting.
Really?
Poor old Adele.
Oh, Adele deserves a man now. She broke up. She lost a heap of weight. She might as well, like, you know, go for a prince.
She's on a journey.
Go for gold.
I can't wait to hear her journey.
More down
when
to
she
earth,
does,
Adele. I'll take Adele over Meghan Markle any day.
I wanted to come out with a rap album.
Oh, hell yeah.
Joel Corey as well.
Yeah. Love this.
Head and heart. Love it. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. And don't forget to catch up with us on our podcast.
Yes.
And give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, guys.
Please.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.